Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. There's an old saying, tell me what company you keep, and I'll tell you what you are. Aristotle said, the character of a man's friends reveals his own. And Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians, bad friends ruin good people. Yet, Proverbs chapter 27 says that iron sharpens iron. Virtuous friends actually help make us a better person. So it's just a fact of experience that our personalities are formed by the people we spend time with. That's why spending a lot of time with those who are vicious means they're full of vice, full of bad habits, that spending time with these types of people is so spiritually dangerous. In fact, it's spiritually lethal. But it's also why spending a lot of time with virtuous friends is so spiritually helpful. In fact, a spiritual necessity if you want to become holy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. We are well aware that many bodily diseases are transmitted by proximity, especially direct physical contact. But if we're vulnerable to bodily illnesses through contact with others, why would we not realize that we're vulnerable to spiritual illness through contact with others? After all, the people we surround ourselves with almost inevitably becomes our standard for what counts as normal. If everyone in our circle cusses, then foul language is going to seem normal to us, and it's almost inevitable that we will fall into the same bad patterns. And the same holds for all vice, lust, gossip, anxiety about money, or vanity, every vice. Nobody can avoid being affected by the people they surround themselves with. Even if you remain the most virtuous member of your group, a vicious group, which means, again, a group of people full of vice, remember, vice makes you vicious, that will set a certain standard that makes your vices seem tame, which means you'll accept these vices and you won't fight against them and you won't grow in virtue. When that happens, well, that's what will always happen when you hang out with a lot of vicious people. But what happens when you hang out with virtuous people? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Both virtue and vice are contagious. If you hang out with those who are full of bad habits, you'll catch them. But same with virtue. When you spend time with virtuous people, you'll start to see your vices in their true ugliness. C.S. Lewis wrote that it was one of the greatest gifts that God gave him, one that helped set him on the path to conversion, when he fell in with a group of friends that wanted nothing to do with the ugly conversations he was used to. And virtuous friendship can do the same thing for all the vices. It can help you not only see, but feel the embarrassing immaturity of lust or vanity or all kinds of terrible things. I'm amazed at how good friendships help us see the small-mindedness of sin and the complete uselessness about anxiety over money or world events. When you're around people who don't indulge in these vices, not only are you hesitant to indulge in them around your friends, but your conscience begins to be formed rightly to the point that you don't like the idea of these vices anymore. And that, well, that's an incredible step on the path to growing in virtue and happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The other thing virtuous friendships give you is a whole new perspective on every aspect of life. C.S. Lewis also wrote about what a great blessing from God it was when he was surrounded by people who thought clearly and deeply about important things. It's kind of like playing a sport with really good players. It necessarily raises your game. It's like the difference between trying to learn a foreign language out of a book or actually getting the chance to talk regularly with native speakers. And it's the same thing with virtue and holiness. You can learn a lot from the Bible and the Catechism, but there's no substitute for spending time talking to those who are already pursuing virtue and holiness. So, spending time with other people who are really pursuing holiness is a great help for growth in holiness yourself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Tell me who you hang out with, and I'll tell you who you are, or at least, I'll tell you who you're becoming. Are you spending most of your time with people less virtuous than yourself? Then expect to become less virtuous. Are you not spending time with anybody? You're just reading and praying and learning about the faith on your own, then expect not to make much actual progress. In fact, don't expect to ever get past the beginner stage. Are you regularly spending time with people who are, at least in many respects, more virtuous than yourself? Good. Then you will become more virtuous. And that, at the end of the day, is the number one goal of this life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am so firmly convinced, based on, for example, the meditation we just had, the teaching we just had from St. Basil and St. Gregory, these two doctors of the church, but the whole Catholic tradition, that everyone needs a small group of family and friends with whom they can share life and faith. And Our Lady has asked us all to create a rosary group. So wherever you are in this spectrum, you have a rosary group like the Rettigs, who have met 250 weeks in a row, or maybe you have the desire to form a rosary group, but you don't know how to start, or you need some help or support, or maybe you just need to be plugged into a rosary group. Wherever you are in this process, one of our highest goals this year is to help you. But we can't help you if we don't know you. So we've made it really easy. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com. On the front page, click on Rosary Groups, fill out the information, and then we will contact you directly to help you wherever you are in this process. So, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation? What do you think are the real challenges to achieve this virtuous friendship in this culture?
I'd say, for one thing, a good examination of conscience in a strange way. If you don't like your friends, it probably says something about you.
Well, that's good.
I feel like I've talked to so many people where they just, the way they talk about their friends, they're like, and they're all such terrible people. And I'm like, it kind of has a reflection. Or I've talked to many women who they'll be seeing a guy and they're like, he is such a good person, but all of his friends are like, the way they talk about people, the way they talk about women, I mean, it's all, it's all really concerning. I'm like, if those are his friends, that's how he's talking when you're not there. It would be miraculous if someone was really somehow just the pearl in a bad friend group. Now, to be clear, throughout my life, I feel like I've always had a virtuous friend group and then people that it's more of a, let's say, going on mission, where you're with people that you're trying to set a better example for them, but they're not necessarily your confidants. They're not necessarily the people you hang out with 24/7. So we're not saying that don't hang out with bad people ever.
Right.
Because we do have a mission to be witnesses,
yep,
to lead people. And if C.S. Lewis didn't have that example of switching into a friend group, he probably wasn't yet a good person, but he became one.
That's right.
So we have to have hope in the potential. I recommend having good friends at the very least.
But what do you think are the real, what would people raise as obstacles or the, yeah, but with this meditation?
Well, for one thing, it's hard to find people. And I will say, this is what I experienced in middle school, in high school. There's a first step of loneliness that can be hard when you realize if all of your friends are mostly in the practice of vice, it is better to be without them.
Ooh.
For a little, like, until you find good friends. But if you don't have really strong, virtuous friends to rely on as well, then you shouldn't have the vicious friends.
You're making a really strong, good point that now we're not talking about you're going to have to continue to interact with your spouse,
yes,
and your kids and your family.
You can't be like, yeah, little Tommy, he's just not a good guy. You don't get it. He's just...
Yeah. But, for example, that person that every time we talk with them, we end up trapped, mm-hmm, in a conversation of gossip.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be better off without, yeah, them.
But I will say, I have just noticed the turning point of, for instance, I completely gave up cursing and my roommate has followed suit. And so at home, it's just such a nice bubble. And now I feel really surprised when people curse, which is wild for me because I historically have maybe had like the foulest language. Not to you,
you're
Dad.
You're overstating it.
I remember sixth grade. So I know too well that I got really, really fond of foul language at a young age because it was just shocking and fun for a sixth grader. And I sounded really dumb, I'll tell you that much. And I was really proud of myself for who knows what. But it really changes your ear. Or with gossip, I think of with my religious friends that are making the effort not to gossip, it's always like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to fall into gossip there. Whereas with non-religious friends, I've actually noticed people go, hey, let's gossip. Like as an actual, they're naming,
wow,
it, they're
like
calling
a sport.
It, and they want to do it. They're like, what else can we gossip about? And I'm, ugh, like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can be the first to take the big step, but it's harder to maintain it without someone doing it with you. It was a long and a hard journey to stop cursing, I will tell you that much. But I've noticed how much your humor improves when you practice virtue.
Yeah.
And there is, for instance, there's a really sad, I was just discussing this with friends, there is a certain like subgroup of even very good, like very otherwise like in practice virtuous group of young Catholic men, but their humor, for some reason, there's this exception of being really disgusting with humor that we think because it's, we think humor has to be shocking in that way. And I think as Catholics, we have to remember our humor does reflect us, and there are ways, more clever ways, to be humorous without it.
Absolutely.
If you don't want jokes to fall flat, don't make disturbing or disgusting jokes. It's very helpful.
Well, and then that probably is a reflection of the entertainment we're taking part in.
That's very true.
But the wherever a person is at, it's a universal principle that we need virtuous friends. And No one should despair if they don't have them currently. First, pray to the Holy Spirit. Beg the Holy Spirit to provide you some good friends. And then when one is available, make the effort to spend time with them.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely convinced that friendship spiritually is so important that if you don't have one good, virtuous friend or spiritual friend, if you really beg God, God will provide that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to take some initiative to spend time
with
them.
It's a risk to make friends in the first place. It's worth the risk. But I'll tell you what, I don't think you'll start liking virtue until you start liking virtuous people.
Oh, that's also a good point.
And it goes both ways. I think nothing will make you like virtue more than constantly enjoying the fruits of people that don't talk badly of others, people that are deeply trustworthy, people that are really trying. And it's so much, every argument is easier when both of you are aspiring towards good.
Yeah, well said. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, virtuous friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.